City planners in Shanghai are carrying out an ambitious scheme to relieve population pressure. They're resettling 500,000 people in 9 new towns in the suburbs. Each is built in a distinctive style, including an Italian town with canals based on Venice and a German town designed by Albert Speer. He's the son of Hitler's favorite architect. As we continue our week-long series on Shanghai, NPR's Louisa Lim reports on one of these new settlements, Thamestown.
I'm standing on a cobbled street and I'm looking at a half-timbered Tudor house. I've just walked past some Edwardian townhouses, and just up the road there's a market square complete with a covered market building with a clock tower and a weather vane on top. In fact, I feel like I'm standing in an English country town. And that was the whole idea of Thamestown, to recreate Middle England in the Middle Kingdom.
The client wanted an English town. They wanted a town that functions on its own. It has schools and shops, houses, recreational.
Paul Rice, who works for the British company Atkins, was the lead architect for Thamestown.
Shanghai does have a tradition of an English and a French and a German architecture, in that the concession settlements of central Shanghai. So recreating that again on the outskirts of Shanghai might seem strange to you and I as foreigners, but actually our client didn't see it as that. They saw it as, well, we've already had this in Shanghai, and we're recreating it here, you know, to give the same kind of character of space and architecture to a new settlement on the outskirts of Shanghai.
But when it comes down to it, in China, it's always about the bottom line. Developer James Ho.
We consider the main factor is the commercial consideration. You know, the beautiful buildings is always welcomed by customers.
So you think it makes money having an English town?
Yes. If the building's style is different from others, it will have its own market. It will be easy to make money, to have profit, yes.
There's even a church complete with stained glass windows and a towering spire. That's mainly being used now as a backdrop for wedding photographs. And you might be able to hear the wedding photographer barking out directions in the background. And it's here that I've met Yang Jinghui and Zi Haiyun, who are at present leaping into each other's arms for a wedding photograph on the lawn in front of Thamestown Church. You will not live here. They say they love it here, but although they have good jobs working for large Western companies, they don't think they'll ever be able to afford to live here. Mrs. Liu, opening the remote-controlled garage door of her $250,000 villa, is one of the lucky few. I like it because it's like a foreign country here, she says. And in fact, some have denounced the satellite town scheme as a form of self-colonization. Another criticism is that Thamestown is yet another example of China's copycat fever, a pale imitation at best. I'm now standing in front of two buildings that have sparked some controversy. There's a squarish white three-story building with a sign saying Rock Point Inn. It's next door to a smaller white building called Cobgate Fish Bar. Now, the problem is that these establishments do actually exist, and they've been copied wholesale from the British town of Lyme Regis. And, of course, the discovery here in Thamestown, Shanghai, sparked near hysteria in the British press, which carried many interviews with the pub landlady of the Rock Point Inn, colourfully titled things like Chinese Takeaway and Shanghai'd How the Chinese Stole My Chippy. But Paul Rice from the architect Atkins denies any wrongdoing.
The names of the buildings, actually, the client saw that as something rather decorative, and most of the buildings in Songjiang at the moment are empty. When we asked the client about this, they said, well, when people move in and it becomes a shoe shop or it becomes a clothing shop, they'll change the names.
But even as Thamestown is declared open in a lavish ceremony, it seems far from achieving its original objective. With its empty streets and unrented shops, it's more like a ghost town. And with homes priced out of the market for many, Shanghai's plans for its satellite towns are placing gimmicky foreign settlements above the real needs of its own people. Louisa Lim, NPR News, Thamestown, Shanghai.
And you can take a stroll through the brick lanes of Thamestown at npr.org. Our series on Shanghai continues tomorrow, where skyscrapers and malls spring up, residents face eviction.
Every day I see my apartment and I want to cry. I lived there for decades. My sons were born there. I feel so sad.